Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. With just 25 cents to his name, he hit the ground running with his dream. The young visionary wanted more for our people and was determined to let the truth speak for itself. He just had to get the word out. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Robert Abbott had 25 cents to his name as he worked out of his landlord's apartment to realize his dream. He wanted to tell black stories, true ones, not created by white writers. Once considered the world's greatest weekly, the Chicago Defender advocated for racial and economic rights. Never needing white approval, Abbott and the Defender team did it in the blackest way possible. At the time, not many other publications were willing to write the truth about what was targeting black people, but Abbott's team didn't have time to play around. They never minced words. The newspaper faced racial issues head on and in a style that many considered militant, using heavy headlines and graphic images and highlighting things using red ink. Their powerful stories covered the horrors of lynchings, assaults, and other attacks on black people. It paid off. By 1920, the Defender was reaching hundreds of thousands of us. Whites couldn't stand it and banned the newspaper from some newsstands across the South. Despite it all, the Defender continued to push its advocacy for black people throughout the country and created a legacy as one of the most essential papers in history. Like Abbott and his team, despite how anti-blackness may try to stop us, we must see our visions through. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.